Thank you so much for calling. Judy here.
Yes, Judy, this is Jerome Love. How are you?
Hi, Jerome. Thank you so much for calling back. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for reaching out. So tell me a little bit about, bottom line is I've been on the Wikipedia page, didn't necessarily know how to go about getting one. I do have books. I've done motivational speaking, been on national television, all those types of things. Not 100% what qualifies you for it, but I'm kind of a, as you probably could tell by my notes, I'm a relatively direct person. I don't really like a whole bunch of fluff. So I just need to know what you can do and how you can do it, but. So explain to me what the process is. Basically, yeah, I pay you some money. You're going to research me, I guess, and then explain to me real quick.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
That's not a problem, Jerome. First of all, once you make the payment, I mean, it depends on you which package you're selecting. Now, since you're mentioning that you already have some sort of notability online, correct?
Yes. If you Google me, you'll see.
All right. So if you have the notability available, I mean, if it's feasible and accessible on the Internet, then the first thing that we'll be doing after you pay the amount is that we will do a research analysis. That will be done by a Wikipedia administrator. You do know that we are a third party in the middle, right? At the end of the day, Wikipedia will be the one who will be putting your page live. All right. So we are working.
So let me ask you, are you like a, I don't know what the word says, a Wikipedia consultant, administrator, advisor?
Yes.
So you basically make recommendations to Wikipedia.
That is correct. We have some inside people over there, and whatever projects that we have on Wikipedia, they are at the end transferred to them because once you want to have a Wikipedia page live, it is done by the Wikipedia team itself. They do not give control to anyone else, so the access of that is in their hands. So the last say would be that.
Okay.
All right, so the first thing that we'll be doing for you once you sign up is that we will be doing a research analysis in terms of the notability that you have online, and we would get back to you with a report along with a draft after you fill out the brief forms, of course, because we'll be needing all the specifications and information from you in order to write up a draft, okay? Now, let me ask you this.
Draft of what you would suggest my page would be?
Exactly. The content, basically, of the page. So there are two things that you'll be receiving initially. First one is the notability report. That is the research analysis that I'm talking about, in regards to the notability and everything, in terms of which particular links that are there online are usable for us to support or backlink your Wikipedia page, okay? So that's one thing. The second thing is the Wikipedia draft, as I informed you, that we'll be getting all these specifications from you, and based on that, we will write up the content for the Wikipedia page. This will be submitted to you within 48 to 72 hours initially. Once we evaluate the notability, then we proceed from there. The second step, once you provide us revisions or any changes that you would like us to make in the page or the draft, we incorporate that. Once you approve the draft, we send it for submission. And then we just have to wait for the Wikipedia administrator to approve the page. Simple.
Okay. But within 3 to 5 weeks, is that time frame solidified, or how do we know, quote unquote, if it worked?
Okay. It all depends on the notability report as well. See, if you have some links and if they are not good enough, then of course we will have to work on building that credibility. That's the reason why we usually recommend customers to go with the startup package or the professional package, because usually what happens is that once the Wikipedia administrator runs their analysis, a lot of times it is not required, as you know, that it varies from profile to profile, right? So that's the reason why. Sometimes it only requires 10 links, for example, in order to have the Wikipedia page live with solid notability. Sometimes it is approved with just 4 links. So it depends on the credibility of those links as well. You know, where in particular your articles are published, which platforms. So that is an important factor. That your entire Wikipedia page submission would be depending on that.
So let me ask you this. Okay, looking at these packages, the only difference pretty much is how long the maintenance is. And now, what is your role in terms of the maintenance if Wikipedia is the one who does it?
Okay, let me explain that as well. The difference, basic package does not include any notability articles, okay? Whereas the startup package does. That means if you go for the basic package, and just in case, if the notability report confirms that we still need to work on the notability before submitting your page, then, of course, you will have to get additional articles. You know, but on the other hand, if you are going for the startup package, it already includes 3 additional articles for references. So the more articles we have, the better it is for us to, or the more chances we have for the page to get live.
Let me ask you, so I was the U.S., if you Google me, the number one thing that's going to come up is you'll see 2 things. Both were national. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce had me speak about small business preparedness after a storm, and then I'm on the real daytime talk show. I've also written articles for Black Enterprise Magazine, about 12 of those. The type of articles that you're talking about? When you say article, what do you mean?
Yes, articles, what I mean by articles is that there should be a third party promoting or talking about you or your business. I need to confirm this with you.
Yes.
Is the page going to be, the page will be about you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the articles need to talk about you. I'm saying the articles need to talk about you, and the articles cannot be promotional because Wikipedia does not consider promotional articles as solid notability reference. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
The third-party articles have to be neutral. That is, this is one of the criteria that they have put in place in terms of notability.
So tell me on this basic package. So like I say, I see 2 differences. It's the articles, and then it's the maintenance payment.
Maintenance.
So, okay, so explain to me what the maintenance is again.
Okay, maintenance. See, for example, let's just take the first package. The first package says 3 months free maintenance, right? Now, in those 3 months, just in case if there is any tag coming up on your Wikipedia page, if there are any issues or for any XYZ reason or contradiction or any other requirement, your page goes down. Okay, it happens with a lot of Wikipedia pages. I mean, you published a page today, it's live. Tomorrow or the other day, you know, next week or next month, they might put up another additional requirement, and you receive like a tag on your page. That is when you know that, you know what, there's something wrong, you have to provide this to Wikipedia. In that scenario, we will be the one catering to that. That means if it says 3 months free maintenance, that means for 3 months, officially, we will be taking care of the page and handling everything that is required by Wikipedia in order to keep the page live. In the second package,
where
it says 6 months free maintenance, same thing applies there. But this is for a longer run of longer time period, you can say.
And what is the Google Knowledge Panel?
Yeah, a Google Knowledge Panel is, you know, when you Google a name, for example, if you're sitting in front of your computer, you can Google Bill Gates maybe, and then you will see like a box coming up, an information box that appears on the right-hand side of the page. I'm sure you must have seen that with a lot of profiles.
I've seen it.
Yeah, so that is the Google Knowledge Panel.
Where does my guarantee come in, i.e., what's your payment? Do I pay you half now, and then when it's up, the other half? And then if it doesn't work, how am I guaranteed to get my money back?
Okay, do you have 100% money back guarantee? For example, if you're looking at the startup package, the total amount is $2,800. We usually take payments upfront, but just in case if you have, you know, trust issues or whatsoever, because I believe in this market, a lot of people are running scam, and they take the amount for Wikipedia page, and then they are unable to deliver it. So it keeps happening. We get a lot of customers like that. So what you can do is that you can divide the payment into two installments. You can pay one installment up front, because, of course, we have to pay the Wikipedia administrator as well. And the second installment can be paid later on.
Okay, after the site is up.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go ahead and go with the startup package, and then we'll go from there. So what do you need from me now?
All right, just give me a quick moment. I will connect you with the finance team. You can provide them the card details, and voila, we'll be good to go.
Well, I mean, I'm going to need something in writing saying what I'm getting and yada, yada, yada before I make a payment.
Oh, I did send you the package. Didn't you get that?
No, I got a message from you on LinkedIn.
Okay, all right. Let me just send you an email as well, okay? I'll send you the email with the details of the package and along with the installment amount, the exact amount. And then maybe we can connect you with the finance to clear out the payment. Once you clear out the payment, a project manager will be contacting you to take all the information from you, like the specifications and having the big forms filled, and then we'll get started, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No worries.
Right,
thank you
bye
so
bye.
Much for talking, Jerome. You
have
yourself a good day.
I don't think you have my email. Do you have my email?
Let me check really quickly. Oh, you're right. Thank God you just reminded me. Okay, can I have your email, please?
Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E,
mm-hmm.
at TexasBlackExpo.com.
You got to spell that out for me.
Texas, T-E-X-A-S, Black, B-L-A-C-K, Expo, E-X-P-O.com.
Gotcha. So it's Jerome at TexasBlackExpo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And do you have, I have a lot of references here. Do you have contacts you can send me, like for these people where I can confirm, call them and say, hey, yeah, this person did this, whatever, whatever?
You need references?
Put that in the email, any references you have. You listed a whole bunch of pages
mm-hmm.
that you said you have maintained or published.
That
so
is
I'd like to contacts or references for these people.
Okay, all right. I'm going to try my best to get you those details, but usually we do not do that due to the non-disclosure agreement that we have. I mean, we cannot share other customers' information with another customer, if
okay.
that makes sense. But I will try my best
okay.
to get the permission and get you maximum number of contacts that I can, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no worries.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.